Well, good morning, everybody. Today is a very exciting day. We, of course, are in the eighth day of the octave of Easter, and so we're celebrating continuously. It's like one big eight-day feast of Easter, of the resurrection of our Lord, and we celebrate that Jesus is the resurrection, He is the life, and that is precisely the risen one, that He is precisely the risen one in whom we have our life, here and hereafter. It's no coincidence and quite fitting that we would celebrate today, on the last day of this octave of Easter, the greatest attribute there is of God, and that is mercy. St. Augustine said that of all the qualities of God, that mercy is the greatest one. Mercy is the nucleus of the Scriptures. It's the nucleus of the nature of God. God is mercy, as Pope Francis has reminded us so many, many, many times. And mercy, I think we can think of in two ways. Mercy is when you do get what you don't deserve, and when you don't get what you do deserve. So yesterday we had a beautiful wedding. What a couple. And this couple, I've just been a part of their journey of faith. And boy, have you ever seen two people who love our Lord more than this couple yesterday? And to see them like praying through their wedding mass was so beautiful. And like, but the reality is, as we were talking, like, I said, Alex, you don't deserve Jessica. Jessica, you don't deserve him. Like, God in His mercy has brought you to this place, and the story of them getting, even coming to know each other and falling in love, and it's beautiful, like, it's crazy, but it's mercy. Everything is mercy. Parents get children that you didn't plan your children, like, you could never have dreamed up who your child would be and become and so forth, but it's all mercy. Everything is mercy. The friends we have, the people in our lives, especially. Mercy is when you do get what you don't deserve. We get Jesus at Holy Mass. We don't deserve Him. We did nothing, nothing to deserve Jesus. But in His mercy, God came to us to unite us to Himself and to save us if we cooperate with His grace. And like, we don't deserve our next breath. Every moment is a mercy. Every moment is grace. And to see mercy kind of unfold in very storied ways is awesome. But it's also when we don't get what we do deserve. We're all a bunch of sinners. Pope Francis, on the first day he was Pope, they asked him, "Who is Jorge Bergoglio? Who are you?" And he goes, the first words in front of the whole world, "I am a sinner." We're all a bunch of sinners. We deserve eternal damnation. But mercy is when you don't get what you do deserve. Jesus in His love comes and saves us. And so mercy is this greatest attribute of God. It's when Jesus lifts us up. He who is the risen one raises us up out of our anxieties, out of our frustrations and angers, out of our darknesses, out of our sinful life. Jesus finds us there, raises us up in Himself. That's what we say when we are in Jesus. And like, that's divine mercy. That's divine mercy. Jesus says, you don't have to live with your anxieties anymore. Live in me. You don't have to live with your sin anymore. Come live in me. And like, the second reading, we are victorious over the world when we are in Jesus. And that is exactly, that's the message of mercy. I wanted to reflect on the ABC of divine mercy. That's the message given to St. Faustina by Jesus Himself. I'll be sharing that story this afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Divine Mercy service we'll have over there at St. Vincent. But I just want ABC. Ask, A for ask for mercy. B for be merciful. C for complete trust in Jesus. That's the message of divine mercy. And I just wanted to, y'all get these little sheets in your pews. They're at the ends. There should be three on each side of the pew. Now, those 5 o'clock mass goers, I looked out at a pew and I found that there were 6 people there. And then later on, there were still 4 of these in the pew. And I thought, I'm going to call those people and tell them that they forgot their handouts. You take this with you. Because what those 5 o'clock people, what can you do with them? But anyways, A for ask God's mercy. We ask for God's mercy in our holy hours, in our prayers. And get this, of course, our Adoration Chapel, which is dedicated to Divine Mercy, as of 6 o'clock this morning, this is how many holy hours have been offered in our chapel, 25,438 holy hours have been offered in our Divine Mercy Adoration Chapel. Amazing, right? Think of all the miracles that have happened there. Jesus works 35 miracles that are written about in the Bible, but he worked a bunch of billions more, and our gospel ends today by saying that if all of the miracles, all of the mercies that Jesus has worked were written in books, the world would not be big enough to contain all of the books that would be written. Miracles everywhere, mercies everywhere. But so we ask for God's mercy in our holy hours. We ask for his mercy in our prayers. We ask for his mercy in a very special way in confession. And here is how to make a good confession. I think some people are afraid of confession, and I think they're afraid of it because they don't want to have to put words to what they did. But it's worth it. There was this one little boy, he made his first confession. And he walks out of the confessional, he goes, I'm free! And I want to go, what did you do? You know, but that's what we should feel like. That sort of freedom, and when we ask for the mercy of Jesus in the confessional, I'm going to visit Father Paul later today so that I can go to confession. I love confession. I can't get enough of it. And we need the mercy of Jesus, the forgiveness of our Lord. Our gospel today is the story of when Jesus instituted this sacrament. It's been here from the start. Has it looked different down through the years? Yup. But it's the same sacrament, it's the same mercy, and we ask for Jesus' mercy in holy confession. And this is how you make a confession. Very simple, it doesn't have to be long. I think some people are afraid because they don't want to go in there and bring up their stuff. Just say what you did, how many times, and you get the mercy of Jesus. It's a sacrament. It's a precept of the church to go at least once a year. If it's been longer than that, thank God you have a priest who is sitting in there for 12 hours once a month, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on this very Friday, the third Friday of every month. Whenever we go to confession, we should go, whenever we have a mortal sin, and it's not just killing somebody, it's an offense against any of the Ten Commandments, it's an offense against the precepts of the church, it's an offense against the 7 deadly sins, remember the slap, egg, sloth, lust, anger, pride, envy, gluttony, greed, all of those things, we go to confession before we go to communion. It's so important, folks. And we feel this freedom afterwards. That's how we ask. That's how we Christians ask for the mercy of Jesus. We also ask for his mercy with what's called the Divine Mercy Chaplet. On the other side of your handout is how to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. You notice that the big beads, the Our Father beads, are where you do the Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, an atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. There's a small typo here, and I apologize, I was multitasking. Then the small little ones are for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Those are the ones you pray on the Hail Mary beads. You don't use your normal rosary. We traditionally do this at 3 p.m. every day because it's a time that's the hour that Jesus died for us, so that we might have eternal life. And so Divine Mercy Chaplet, you can offer it for yourself, you can offer it for an intention for a loved one. You channel all the mercies of our Lord to that particular person when we pray this glorious prayer. So that's one. Those are two big, big ways we ask for the mercy. A, ask for the mercy of Jesus. B is be merciful. That is another message of Divine Mercy. That here on the top of the backside here is the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy, using the acronyms that my little brain likes to use to remember them. Display for the spiritual works of mercy, and then FDC, HBRB. I'm sure there's a better one, but You just have to know what it's like to be up here. And I try to memorize things, and it doesn't work if I don't have an acronym. So anyway, these are, a good person said that you should do one of these at least every single day. This is how we are merciful to others. And when we are merciful, it's like Shakespeare said, to forgive is divine. When we are merciful, it's Jesus' divine mercy channeling through us when we do any of these things. We are to be merciful in thought, word, and action. Here are 14 ways that we Catholics traditionally do all this. Can you think of other ones? Absolutely. A pat on the shoulder, you know, a hug, it's going to be all right, a nice uplifting word, a text. Those are works of mercy too. You can do them. That's great. But we want to be channels of divine mercy. We who have been flooded with mercy, then share it. The third piece of divine mercy is C, complete trust. The bottom of the divine mercy image says, Jesus, I trust in you. And we don't trust in our money. We don't trust in a person in our life. I mean, we should trust people, but our ultimate trust is not in anything of this world or any particular, it's in Jesus. That no matter what happens, we have this trust that Jesus has got it, you know, that Jesus has it and that it's under control. And if it's wrong, Jesus will redeem it. You know, we want to live in the divine will all of the time. Live in the divine will. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. When things are hard, when they're great, when there's light, when there's dark, Jesus, I trust in you. The wedding vows, in sickness and in health, in prosperity and adversity, Jesus, I trust in you. That we trust in our Jesus all of the time. And that His mercy has got it, is working through this whole thing. And that He redeems everything. This is Thomas Merton. Listen to this. He wrote this. He goes, "The truth is, I am far from being the person that I ought to be. My life is a great mess and a tangle of half-conscious attempts to evade grace and duty. I have done all things badly. I have thrown away great opportunities. But my infidelity to Christ, instead of making me sick with despair, drives me to throw myself all the more into the arms of His mercy." That Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you, even with the sins in our life, that are actually, God redeems those sins because that's what makes us to fly and throw ourselves onto the mercy of Jesus. Unless we're too proud to admit that we have sin and that we need His help. And I think that's a lot of reason some people stay away from confession, is because they really don't think they need it. They think that they can just do whatever. Folks, we need Jesus. We need His mercy. And we have this complete trust that His mercy is working everywhere. And so it's really great. By the way, when we do these three things, the ABC, when we ask for God's mercy, when we be merciful, and when we have complete trust in Jesus, we have this peace that Jesus talks about three times in our gospel. When we go to confession, I'm free, we have peace. We go to our holy hours, there's peace. We pray our chaplet, there's peace. When we are merciful to others, when we speak a nice word to them, when we are patiently bearing wrongs, when we forgive others, when we pray for each other, there's peace. And when we have this complete trust in Jesus, I trust in you, Jesus, I trust in you, there's peace. And holy smokes, do we all need peace. And so let's ask our dear Lord Jesus to help us always to be receivers and givers of peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.